If you tune into a hip hop station, you'll probably hear a song like this. Laura Kelly, or Peace, is a hip hop artist and poet. She's worked with household names such as Drake, T.I., and KRS-One. She even read a poem for the Dalai Lama himself. A Seattle local and also an educator, Laura encourages individualism and self-expression, which is pretty much the opposite of what you hear on the radio. Radioactive's Katie and Van Loo has more.
In case you didn't know, there's a lot of up-and-coming rappers out there. A lot, including myself. The problem with having so many up-and-comers is that a lot of them try to copy what they see and hear on TV because they know that works as far as success goes. I know of a lot of aspiring and professional rappers who are exactly like this, except for a few. This is Laura Kelly, aka Peace. She's a local rapper, producer, spoken word poet, and an educator.
I think that the need for, emotional awareness and acceptance amongst my peers developed early because it seemed as though the options growing up as an inner city young person were either resort to some sort of gang violence or religious practice or an art form or a sport.
Peace grew up in the Central District in the 80s, and life was hard for her having to deal with ducking gunshots on the streets, sleeping on the floor, and not having enough to eat. But music and poetry has always been a positive influence on her. She had two older brothers that were rappers, her grandmother was a jazz pianist, and since she was young, she's been participating in freestyle rap sessions or cipher building on the street.
As early as I can remember, I've been moved by music, but I feel that my passion and the urgency grew when I hit adolescence and I realized that the music and the rap and the poetry, it gained me acceptance. It gained me, it gave me a space to share my personal experiences with my peers and feel like they heard me and they weren't judging me. It was a safe place.
Peace works with youth all over the Seattle area in community centers and schools. She helps guide students in their music making and encourages them to use their music and their poems as an outlet for their lives like she did. Peace says back in the day when kids on the streets would go out and start freestyle rapping in, say, Pilot Place Market, it forced them to hone their craft and actually become as creative as possible to stand out. But now, with the addition of things like MySpace, YouTube, Facebook, Bandcamp, and DatPiff, you see less and less aspiring artists going out and actually honing their craft on the street. Peace describes it as losing sight of that foot to the pavement.
So that's what's interesting. As I underwent my own growth in adolescence and used poetry and spoken word, hip-hop rap and music production as my lens and vessel to, you know, translate my experiences, I learned that there were other people hungry for that same craft.
Peace says, hip-hop is a youth-born, youth-sustained culture that influences the global industries of entertainment that move this planet. Because youth are also influenced by it, it's become sort of a cycle of the same imprint of music that we see in mainstream media today. But with Peace, and people like her, aspiring rappers, singers, producers, and poets all have a chance to develop their own style and creativity as artists. Radioactive, I'm Katie and Van Loo.
After dark and got fire to spark, staring at the stars like they're hella hard, but I'm pulling cars on